You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. A review into the handling of complaints of sexual abuse at the voluntary first aid organisation St John's Ambulance has found ongoing risks to children. The independent investigation, which was carried out by senior counsel and recently nominated Circuit Court Judge Dr Geoffrey Shannon, concludes that St John's Ambulance does not have a finalised child protection policy, RTE Investigates has learnt. It also finds that the organisation's Garda vetting system is incomplete, creating the potential for unvetted individuals to gain access to children. Aoife Hegarty of RTE Investigates has been following this story and she's with us now. Just before we talk to Aoife, by the way, a warning that some of what we're about to discuss is disturbing, so maybe your discretion is required. Aoife, this report is being shared with abuse survivors this morning, but you've also started to see some of the detail. What does it reveal?
Yeah, that report, in fact, has already been shared with survivors just within the last few minutes. The review was commissioned, Rachel, in March 2021 after several men came forward to say they'd been sexually abused as young teenagers by a senior officer at the organisation's Old Kilmainham Division in Dublin during the 1990s. A final copy of that report was shared with the board of St John Ambulance last November, but some 3 months later, it's only now being published today. Including appendices, the report runs to over 320 pages long and includes testimony of what's described as predatory and abusive behaviour in St John Ambulance stretching from the early 1970s, with Dr Shannon stating child protection measures at the organisation were inadequate and dysfunctional. The report finds St John Ambulance failed to properly intervene or investigate suspicions or knowledge of child protection risks, despite those risks being highly visible, and there was a significant degree of awareness within the organisation of serious threats to children. That included a failure by the organisation to initiate any formal investigation following a full disclosure of serious grooming and child sexual abuse in the late 90s, in what was, the report adds, a serious failure of the organisation's duty of care to its membership, including hundreds of cadet children. In fact, St John Ambulance didn't refer complaints to statutory agencies like the Gardaí. The main reason for that, the report says, was a desire to protect the reputation of the organisation rather than its ordinary members. Now, it's believed over 100 people engaged with this review process, and while Dr Shannon's report states he received testimony which suggests that there may have been more than one perpetrator engaged in potential grooming and abuse of children in St John Ambulance, we understand most complaints in this report refer to a senior officer at the former Old Kilmainham Division. Now, it was that division that Paul Mulholland joined in 1992 at just 15 years of age. Every week he attended a first aid course there, and he got a lift with the division's senior officer. But as we'll hear now from Paul, what first appeared to be a kind offer soon turned into something much more sinister.
He used to pick me up from school, and he was like, "Oh, what have you been learning in the first aid course, and have you been learning about pulse sites?" And he says, "There's one in your femoral artery." And I was like, "Where?" And he was like, "Oh, it's just in your groin where your leg folds. Hang on, I'll show you." Yeah, I can remember the first time vividly. Like the amount of times that would happen on duty in locations was just phenomenal. Even in the headquarters of the St. John Ambulance. At one stage I thought I loved him because he was buying me everything, constantly buying me food. If we weren't working or if there wasn't a duty, he'd hire the PlayStation from Extravision to try and entice me to stay in the house rather than me going home to my own house.
Paul Mulholland, Aoife, the report also contains evidence of more recent allegations of abuse in St John Ambulance. Will you tell us about that?
Yeah, among the St John ambulance files that Dr Shannon looked at, he found evidence of serious incidents being reported in recent years with major shortcomings in how St John ambulance has responded. Among them are modern day allegations of the grooming and sexual abuse of young children. And Dr Shannon details several disturbing examples. The review concludes that St John ambulance still requires change and there remains a pervasive denial about its past failures and complacency about its ongoing vulnerabilities. What are those vulnerabilities? Well, as you said at the top, the review finds St John Ambulance's current vetting system remains incomplete, creating the potential for unvetted individuals to gain access to children, and the organisation doesn't have a finalised child protection policy. Record keeping at the organisation also comes in for strong criticism, and there's reference to the fact that elements of a military-like structure within the organisation which facilitated past abusive behaviour still exist. Now, those elements were in existence when Mark Pender joined St John Ambulance in the 90s as a young teenager. He wasn't a member of the old Kilmainham division, but he was abused by the same senior officer who's central to today's report. Now, I should add that both Mark and Paul Mulholland are among several men to report their abuse to guard the Shohona, but the DPP decided not to prosecute, citing insufficient evidence. Now, like Paul, Mark's abuse started with inappropriate touching under the guise of medical examinations, but as he'll explain now, the senior officer also groomed his victims with the lure of St John Ambulance duties.
We headed out to Lansdowne Road and I remember him saying to me, "Do you want to do pitch side today?" And I was like, "Absolutely, like, you know, getting to go onto the pitch, you know, a player fell, or, you know, like you're talking to young lads, you know, carrying some famous footballer off the pitch." And he's like, "Yeah, but I need to know that you can use the scoop stretcher." And he put me onto the stretcher, essentially strapped me in, and then he began to orally rape me. Then he got up and he was like, "Yeah, no, you definitely know how to use the stretcher now."
Mark Pender, Aoife, has St John Ambulance, has it had anything to say in response to these findings?
Well, it's expected St John Ambulance will communicate with the media again later this morning, but in a statement issued to us last evening, the board acknowledged that the wait for today's report has not been an easy one for abuse survivors, but it said the delay was necessary as it completed a due diligence process. It added the organisation would be engaging openly with the Minister for Children on an ongoing basis as it implements the recommendations made by Dr Shannon. And Dr Shannon's report does make several recommendations, including that St John Ambulance should offer abuse survivors an apology and appropriate supports, but also that the organisation should undergo a major overhaul, including to its internal governance, structure, record keeping and the supervision of its cadets. Dr Shannon also recommends the appointment by St John Ambulance of an independent and full-time national safeguarding officer.
Aoife, thank you for that. That was Aoife Hegarty, and she'll have more on this report throughout the day, and you can watch her special RTE Investigates report tonight on primetime on RTE One Television at 9:35. If you've been affected by any of the issues raised in this, you can find organisations to help on rte.ie/helplines. TUSLA has also established a dedicated reporting helpline. That number is 045 839 375. That's 045 839 375, and that's the number to call where you can receive support for anybody who has a current or historical child protection concern in relation to St John Ambulance Service. And we will of course tweet out those details and that number from the Morning Ireland account shortly. The time now 21 minutes past 8.